Hello, my name is Judy Marie with Miracles of Health, and this week's topic is titled Pursue Wholeness. A lot of times in our healing, which I hear from people and I've experienced myself in the past, is the focus is just on the healing or getting through the physical pain or getting through the discomfort versus the goal being pursuing the wholeness. What are all the layers involved in our healing process? Focusing on not just getting over it. And I love the concept about getting through it. And I have had so many experiences since I've shared this before, the injury that I had when I fell on the ice in February. And that, again, has been such a life-changing experience. I've had the opportunity to listen to a lot of Matt Kahn's YouTube's information, and maybe some of you want to look that up as well. He has written a book called Love What Arises. And that is so true. Byron Katie has spoken a lot about love what is. And so if we can look at our healing more from a holistic viewpoint, mind, body, spirit, and be gentle and relax into this journey from that perspective, doors will open a lot easier with our healing. Recently, my daughter in California shared with me a statement that I just love, and she says, short-term pain for long-term gain. Sometimes we are in short-term discomfort or pain for the long-term gifts, the long-term blessings that are coming. And in this video, this recording, I will cover the first 5 steps out of 10 steps of pursuing wholeness. So I will go through step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with you. And next week or on the next video recording, I will then cover the remaining steps. And I would absolutely invite all of you, please share this on Facebook with any of your friends, anyone who feels like they are struggling or stuck in their own health issues or any issues on any level. So I would be very grateful for you to share this with anyone. So, and thank you for joining me today as well. And for anyone who is chiming in with this topic on the goal being wholeness. I want to say holistic, but it's very similar. Looking at our whole being in what we're experiencing. So step 1, take full responsibility for your own health. And I know some of you have heard this so many times, but again, we have new experiences, we're in new journeys, we're in new situations, but principles of the universe stay the same. And I think of years ago when I first, about 30 years ago, got into holistic healing, which that wasn't even a term that was used, but I'm calling it that now. Someone gave me a book called Own Your Own Body by Stan Malmstrom. And I love that concept, own your own body. Learning this book basically teaches how the system works, how your body works. But I like the idea of that's our responsibility. That's my responsibility. What attitude do I have towards looking at my own health condition? And being open to looking at the perspective of embracing that myself, then I'm not blaming anything else. I'm not blaming anybody else. I am the only one that can shift and change any situation from the inside out that is affecting me. When I fell on the ice, smacked my head really hard in February, I could have said, oh my goodness, blame it on the weather. Or I could blame it on the ice. I could blame it on the association not clearing the ice where I fell. It could go on and on. But no matter what, it's up to me to look at all the variables of creating a solution or many solutions to what it is now that I can learn about my situation, how to heal holistically. And I think about what we resist will persist. Some people maybe have resigned to the fact that that's just their dharma in life and that's the way it's going to be and nothing else is going to change. Then I can tell you, you're right. Nothing else is going to change. But consciously, if we're willing to take responsibility of what we can change, then anything and everything subconsciously will start to surface of what we can repattern, what we can do different. And we're only as stuck as our thoughts. We're only as stuck as our perception is. And so that is the first one. The first step is own your own body. Number two, the second step is merging the mind and the body, making that connection. It is absolutely inseparable. What is going on in our thoughts, what's going on in our spirit, what's going on in our mind, what is happening to our body. I truly believe the body is a fabulous mirror. There really are no accidents per se. This, even with the intensity of the fall that I had, the opportunities that continue to come out of that, is absolutely life-changing. As we've heard a lot of people say, some of our most difficult, painful experiences have been the greatest gems in our life. And that is so true. Years ago, when someone shared with me the book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, and Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die by Carol Truman, was so exciting. I was so amazed by making the connection to patterns and our thoughts to what is actually going on in our body. For example, the neck, when people feel like life's a pain in the neck or too stressful, or what they're shouldering, or the middle of their back, where they just want to say, you know, someone to get off their back, or the lower back has to do with finances. It was very consistent, universally very consistent, those vibrations and those thoughts to what affects the body. So back then, I remember years ago having issues with sore feet and studying everything I could about understanding feet and our walk in life and the nutrition that goes with it. And the pain and discomfort in my feet started getting less and less, and enjoying where I walk, enjoying being more present with what my feet would feel, having shoes that are very supportive and comfortable, feeling the earth. Today, I have absolutely zero foot pain. And did that change considerably? Yes. And I believe when we make this connection to our body and our mind, our spirit, every cell has to change to support that, to support the wellness or to support whatever it's going to break down, whatever thoughts we want to continue to have. If I continue to have, life is so hard, it hurts where I walk, all the pain, you know, in my thoughts, the feet will feel it. Another part of the body I've seen change drastically with so many people throughout the years, which is real common, is the hips. The hips have a lot to do with happiness, flexibility, movement, moving forward. If there's resistance to that, the hips will feel that. So in step two, merging the mind and the body. Step three, I want to say, and this might be a little challenging or hard to people, but commit to change. Change is an absolute part of our life. When there's resistance to change, there's more pain, more difficulty, less flow, less joy. Being open to change may not be real comfortable, but the more we commit to doing it, what I have found for myself, the more I stay 100% willing and excited and committed to do whatever it takes to keep changing, to learn, to grow, to change the old patterns, to change my old habits. That's okay. It may take a lifetime. It doesn't matter. They didn't come overnight. They didn't come just in one generation, in one lifetime. But whatever I can commit to in a with an attitude of willingness, of delight, a willingness, wow, if this is the results I want to get, this is what I need to change. We cannot get different results with the same habits, the same patterns, the same thought forms that created the stuckness or the discomfort of where we're at. And whether we learned it unconsciously, whether it's been in our DNA, we won't go into that this time. It doesn't matter for this moment. What matters is, what am I willing to do to make the changes? A lot of people want to get well. They don't want to be in any more physical pain and have the illnesses and the diseases they have, diseases. But they're not willing to make the dietary changes. When we make the dietary changes, let's say we're choosing to go without any whites, the white flour, the white sugar, the dairy. And I'm going to mention really watching the grains and the processed food, and put in positive changes. Make a list. What is it I'm willing to change? Let's say the next 7 days. What am I taking out? What am I willing to put in? Maybe with where you're at, you're willing to say, okay, I'm going to have 2 healthy fruits a day. I'm going to have 4 green vegetables or 4 vegetables a day and 2 more glasses of water. Something. Just do something that will support that commitment, that willingness to begin to make some changes, so every cell of your body will feel that and can make some changes that you'll get better results with. I really like, twice a week, I still go in a hyperbaric chamber to get more oxygen to my brain and to support the healing process with all of this and that I have been going through. And it's so inspiring. When I go to these treatments, there's a big sign that says, expect a miracle. And that's exactly what I feel. Every day, that's what I feel. Expect a miracle, whatever it is that I'm embracing, whatever it is that I'm healing through, awakening up to. And I want to share this with all of you, no matter what it is you're going through, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle today. Nothing has to stay the same unless you want it to. And to do whatever it takes to make, commit and make the changes that you can make, because you do love yourself, you do respect yourself, you honor yourself, you value your life. Maybe you want more of a life than what you have now. And it's an absolute that you can commit to making some new changes for yourself. Step four that I want to mention, and this is, again, very important in pursuing wholeness. The goal, again, is pursuing wholeness. So step four is relax, rest, restore, revitalize. So to relax, taking time to be quiet, taking time with nature. If it's not, if you can't get in nature, maybe some soft music, time to maybe call a friend and enjoy just some pleasant conversation, or relax when you're eating, to sit down, chew your food more thoroughly. Maybe sit in your backyard on a chair, put your feet on the earth. When I was recently, last weekend in California, I was meeting with some ladies and sharing with them about the intensity of Los Angeles energy and all the traffic. And this lady had such an essence to her of life just flowing. And she said, "Oh my goodness, did you ever think of the flow of the cars all going in the same direction, everyone sitting in the cars? What a beautiful flow." And my brain had to do a 180, and she repeated it again. Just observe the flow of the traffic. Just find the peace in that. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the different perspectives that everyone has on how to find that present place of relaxation and stillness in your busy day. Also rest, how important rest is. A deep rest. If you need to take some melatonin, you need to take some herbs for to create more serotonin so your body can relax on a deeper level at night. Not eating too late, that affects the body's ability to rest more soundly. Have your room dark, have it quiet, have it cool if you can, and getting a more peaceful rest. And in this process, what I have found, being in the condition that I have had the opportunity to experience, is a lot of rest, a lot of relaxation, and less control, more flow. I find it fascinating. More has gotten done in many other ways that I really didn't have to maneuver, but yet I allowed having the space for the universe, for God to come in and do for me what I cannot do for myself. And yet, a lot more got done with such ease and with actually, I want to say pleasant surprises or pleasant miracles that kept happening. And maybe that's the transformation we go through a lot of times, from fear to faith to knowing. From fear to faith to knowing. And that's letting go. And to me, letting God, it's a real process of release. And in that process, when we do that with relaxing and the rest and feeling that restoration, feeling being revitalized, our creative essence kicks in more, feeling more enthusiastic about life. And I'm not talking about a high. There's a level of contentment. There's a level of peace that will come with having those intentions of truly taking care of yourself in that way. Step five will be the last step just for today that I'll share. And this has to do with oxygen or our healing breaths. Step five on our 10-step series on pursuing wholeness has to do with healing breaths, oxygen. To get oxygen to every cell of our body is absolutely crucial for the body to heal, for the body to balance. And a failure to oxygenate cells results in a prolonged healing time. This has been proven and studied for thousands of years, how important oxygen is to our brain, to our life, to healing, to balance. And so here is a very ancient old technique, very, very simple, to breathe in through your nose, 9 counts, 9 seconds, of oxygen and hold it for 9 seconds and release it for the count of 9 seconds. And repeat that again 9 times. So you will inhale for 9 seconds, hold it for 9 seconds, and release it for 9 seconds. And do this in the morning 9 times. You could do it before you go to bed 9 times. You can do this when you are setting the intention of healing, being open to having a particular pain or issue of any kind on any level healed in your body, in your mind, in your soul. You could repeat it as many times as you want a day. And this is a little reminder for the brain and the gut to heal. We have to have the proper balance of glucose and oxygen for every cell to revitalize appropriately. That's what we need. So again, I want to mention about how important it is to have the healing breaths move in and out of us. We have, unfortunately, naturally come to places every day in our life where situations where we just hold our breath and not even think about releasing the breath. So this may help you to become more mindful about rejuvenating all the cells in your body through your healing breaths. Let's say you're about to handle a difficult situation, or you're praying about something you need help with. start doing your healing breaths. And it's easier for the mind and the heart to be relaxed, and it's easier to receive the messages and the insights to maybe something we're pursuing some direction with. So at this time, I am going to conclude with that one on our first five steps of wholeness being our goal to healing. And again, please feel free to share this video with anyone, any of your friends. And until then, be open to create the most loving thoughts and actions for yourself and others as often and as much as possible as you can. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to having you join me again next week.